Hi, this is Jamal Sadala, and welcome to my podcast on constructivism and web questing. Now, before we get ahead of ourselves, I want you to check out this quote I found. It's by an unknown source, and it says, "Tell me and I forget, show me and I remember, involve me and I understand." That quote is so much more true than most people give credit. I mean, we all learn by experience, and experience through our own initiative is incredibly powerful, and this is exactly why constructivism is such an attractive pedagogy. Okay, so what is constructivism? Well, it was developed by Jean Piaget, and it's a learning theory that gives the student the freedom to construct his or her own knowledge through experience. So the big question is, how can we convince our students to teach themselves what they don't want to hear from us? Well, we have web quests. I like to call them internet scavenger hunts. They're kind of like a treasure hunt, and I don't know a kid that doesn't like a good treasure hunt. And just as a treasure hunt has like a map and a legend and a treasure chest, a web quest has five different parts as well. There's the introduction, the task, the process, evaluation, and a conclusion. These are all shown as different tabs on your web quest page. The first part is the introduction, and that pretty much just gives some background information and some basic knowledge on the subject, so the students have some prior knowledge before researching. The second part is the task page. This explains the objectives of the assignment so the students have an idea what they need to have accomplished. This third page, the process page, is the core of a web quest. This is where the teachers provide all the resources for the students. That means every link to a resource, every book they can use, every handout, that anything that they need to complete the task. The next part to a web quest is the evaluation tab, and this is pretty much going to be a rubric of what we're looking for in a well-done web quest. The final tab to a web quest page is the conclusion. And the conclusion page is where we provide feedback and reinforcement for the students. If possible, this is probably where I would have the students blogging and collaborating with each other as they chug through this web quest together. Of course, I would monitor the collaboration so it doesn't cross the line into cheating, but I really do think that true collaboration is really crucial for the learning process. If you click the link attached to the picture displayed here, it'll take you to a YouTube video where I got all this information about the WebQuest parts. And this video actually shows a sixth element of a web quest, and it's called a teacher's page. And that's pretty much just the teacher's contact information so the students can access the teacher if they run into a problem. So there you go. I hope this podcast was helpful in designing and constructing your web quest. And be sure to visit my blog at jamelsshorts.weebly.com. Good luck!